Let's take a minute now and identify if, in fact, do I really have a prospecting problem. And I'm going to go through a list of items here that I'll just read off of my sheet here to make sure I don't skip something. But stop and think about your business for a second when I read each item. The first one is do I have lower than desired or required production? The second one, is my production erratic? Third, do I have flat production? Next, is my production decreasing? Next, do I have an unusual amount of rescheduled appointments? How about canceled appointments? Do you have a sense of phone phobia? It's 1 o'clock, you know you're supposed to start picking up the phone at 2 o'clock, and you dread and you find a zillion things to do so that you don't have to pick up the phone. Do you have too few referrals? All of those items, items 1 through 8, are clearly prospecting or scouting, as we call them, scouting or recruiting issues. Each one of those is a result of a system that's ineffective and not productive for you. So if you answered yes to any one of those, then you clearly have the symptoms of something wrong with your prospecting system. Now the next items, answer yes or no. Do you find that you have increased administrative work? Do you find that maybe your selling cycle is getting longer and longer and longer? Do you feel like maybe sales aren't what they should be because you have a down market right now, or the market's been down in the past and you feel like maybe the market's going down in the future? You don't think your sales are going to be very good. And have you ever sat down after a sale that you didn't get and felt or complained to your coworker or the manufacturer that the pricing isn't competitive? Now those items, increased administrative work, long selling cycles, down markets, non-competitive pricing, aren't readily apparent in terms of a poor prospecting system. Now I'm not saying you wouldn't have those problems. What I will say to you is this, that if your prospecting funnel is full enough and you have, as opposed to 5 or 6 names in your prospecting funnel, and you have 25 or 35 names in there, are you really going to care about increased administrative work? Do you really care that there's a long selling cycle? Well, the answer to that is no. Because if Joe Smith over here says no, you say, next, and you go to deal with the other 35 or 30, 40, whatever it is, prospects that you have to work with. But if Joe is the only one you've got, you're going to hold on to that thing forever. Whenever Joe or Mary or whoever it is says to you, I need to think about it, you say, okay, go ahead, yeah, think about it. And that's going to cause you to have a long selling cycle. So this long selling cycle is a result of poor prospecting system.